Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bichette. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Pasqua moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maldonado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Dante Bichette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Maldonado moves to second. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maldonado moves to third. Bichette moves to second. Two outs. Rick Dempsey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sviam hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Huff. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Maldonado scores. Bichette scores. There goes Dempsey trying to get to home. Raines throws the ball in to Guillen, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Dempsey, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-1, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sviam. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Huff bunts towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Grybek moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Grybek scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Randolph is 0-1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pasqua is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Maldonado is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Maldonado takes first base on ball four. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette strikes out. There goes Maldonado. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground to right field. Pasqua throws towards first. Kittle fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kittle. Maldonado scores. Stubbs moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Dempsey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a line drive for a single. Stubbs scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wegman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wegman. Grebeck moves to third. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grebeck scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Brewers. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0-for-0 in the game. Huff strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hibbard drops the ball. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff hits a line drive off the glove of Sheffield, and into shallow left field. Huff reaches second base with a double. Grebeck moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grebeck scores. Huff moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Lance Johnson now playing center field. Mike Huff now playing right field. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melado Perez now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey bunts towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Stubbs moves to second. One out. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Svium is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Svium hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stubbs moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner pinch hits for Willie Randolph. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 0 for 3 in the game. Bichette bunts for a single. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive beyond short. Dean can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bichette moves to second. Bill Spears pinch hits for Dale Svium. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. Bichette moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.